This is a talent camp run by the Youth Sport Trust for basically our up-inspiring athletes. So it's 14 to 18-year-olds from lots of different sports. They've all been chosen by their governing bodies. And basically, it's to inspire them, to challenge them, and for these young athletes to discover what they need to do to become top in their sport.
And I guess this is with one of the aims, certainly, is to get these guys into shape for not just 2012, but I suppose the next kind of Olympics and things like after that.
Yeah, you know, they've all got potential. They've all shown potential, which is why they've been chosen to come onto this camp. And yeah, we've basically got a lot of athlete mentors from different sports that can give them tips that can help them, and basically give them a better understanding of what it takes to be good in their sport. You know, that dedication and hard work, and basically teaching them skills that they can take out into their sport, but into life and into different jobs as they grow older as well.
Now, it wouldn't have been that long ago that you would have been eligible to do something like this. I mean, was this type of thing around when you were younger?
No, I mean, there was nothing like this when I was, you know, their age coming into the sport. And that's what's really brilliant. And the fact that there is, you know, the funding to be able to do this, to go into schools where there are basically, you know, those children are going to be our next Olympians in years and years to come. And that's what is really important, to focus on that and to keep it going forward and to help and nurture them.
So tell us more about your particular role within this. I understand you're one of the mentors taking place in this event.
Yeah, I am here to basically inspire them. I'm a mentor for them, so I did a little talk to them yesterday to kick off the camp. I've done little things, just, you know, expecting the unexpected scenario. So what do you do if you go into your hotel room and you know you don't like any of the food in the hotel? You know, just quite simple things that I've learned along the way, but yet these young people, you know, you don't realize maybe, and just to give them the tips to help them succeed, really.
And you talk about inspiring them. I suppose one of the easiest ways of doing that is to just produce that gold medal. I mean, is that something you do you take it everywhere you go?
No, I don't take it everywhere. You know, I don't want to lose it or forget it. But obviously, things like this, and if people request for me to bring it, then I'm only too happy to bring it along with me. And as soon as, you know, the young athletes see it and touch it, it does inspire them, and you know, it makes them realize that they can actually have one day and, you know, go and get their dream.
We're getting towards that time of the year where, when we're doing these kind of interviews, we're asking people what their kind of highlights of the year was. Now, it seems a bit daft almost to ask you that question. What in particular, though, from the whole experience, is the one particular thing that you kind of look back on more fondly than anything else?
You know, everything I've done since coming back has been amazing. You know, it's been a lot of hard work. It's been a busy time, but I've just enjoyed all of it. The people that I've met, you know, awards and TV shows that I've been on, that again I never ever would have dreamed of doing. And I think that's what's inspiring to these young people as well, that there's a lot that comes with being an athlete. And you know, you do the sport because you love it, and that's the main thing. But yeah, a lot of things come with it.
Talk about TVs and award shows you've been on. You're on a Sports Personality of the Year the other night. Now, don't take this the wrong way, but you scrubbed up very well for that, Amy.
Yeah, well, you know, us athletes are used to just being in our sports kit all the time with scruffy hair and stuff. So it's nice to have a few nights to actually put a dress on and make a bit of an effort.
I mean, there was some names there, wasn't there? I mean, even despite the weather, you know, the likes of, you know, David Beckham, and I mean, some of the people you're up against. I mean, you beat the likes of Graham Swan and David Hare. I mean, what's it like to be in that kind of company?
You know, just to be nominated and to be recognised in the top 10 is a massive achievement. To be honest, I don't even know where I technically came in the list, but you know, it was just great to be there, to be sat amongst these massive sports stars and get to speak to them. And yeah, it's just amazing.
I mean, we're getting near towards Christmas. I mean, how careful do you have to be in terms of stuff like, you know, it comes to Christmas Day, and you know, have you got to leave aside sort of like the trimmings of the Christmas lunch, or can you have at least a little bit?
To be honest, I have been in the last few years very strict with myself, and but admittedly this summer I seem to have definitely said no, well, not said no to anything and just enjoying it. And, you know, I think sometimes you do need as an athlete that little bit of time off. So I will be enjoying my Christmas dinner and, yeah, I'll be eating lots of mince pies. They're my favourite.
Here's one that a lot of people wanted me to ask you today. We're talking about the weather, and it's obviously causing a lot of problems for people, certainly in terms of getting about and travelling and stuff like that. Now, in terms of what you do, it would seem on the face of it that having a lot of ice everywhere around Britain is a good thing. Is that right, or am I being a bit naive?
Well, you know, ideally we need the ice on our actual special tracks, but yeah, you know, it doesn't worry me. I think get used to being in the snow and ice for half the year every year. So yeah, you know, I just wrap up warm and put a hat, glove, scarf. But to be honest, I still feel the cold. I would much prefer to be on the beach at this time of year.
I mean, thinking about the skeleton, I mean, I've got to ask you this. It seems to me to be all a bit mental, kind of getting on a T train, hurtling yourself down an icy hill at 90 miles an hour. I mean, what inspired you to do this?
Yeah, I guess, you know, a lot of people do say we are a little bit crazy. But yeah, you know, a lot of us are from athletic backgrounds, from different sports that, yes, we haven't made it to the top level. But it just shows that there is always a sport out there if you do have that talent, that you can get into something different. You know, I just lived in the right place at the right time in Bath with this push track and gave it a go. And, you know, 9 years later, I'm still doing it. So, yeah, I think that's the important thing on this camp that I'm with now is these athletes are they've got their favourite sport that they're doing now, but it's showing them that, you know, maybe there is a changeover in later life and it depends how well they do and just to develop their skills in all these different areas.
I suppose maybe it's transferable skills, isn't it? I mean, a daft example, I suppose, but we all remember the film Cool Runnings, where all these guys went from being sprinters to being bobsledders?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, you know. A lot of our athletes now, we've got some up-and-coming talent in skeleton, and one of the girls was a hockey player, you know, and there is crossovers with sports. And, yeah, it's just teaching the skills that you need so that if you do happen to end up in a different sport than you chose in the first place, that you've still got the skills and knowledge available to you to be able to do that.
So it's the National Talent Orientation Camp we've been speaking about. If you want to find out some more details, is there like a website we can go to or something?
Yeah, you know, if you just go to youthsporttrust.org, then there's all the details on there that, you know, people can go and have a look at and see if they can get involved in the next year's.